Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Okay. I hope everybody joining in can feel it. It's our Friday episode of none other than Terrell's Corner. I got my co-host with the most. Yeah, and I love to brag and boast. What's up, ladies?
What's going on, brother?
Girl, too much to complain. And not enough to feel bad about. You feel me?
I do.
That's what's up. I know y'all are so accustomed to it, you know, but I don't really have a story about today. Today was a natural, normal day, you know. The little nonsense that occurred, I didn't let it bother me, didn't let it get to me. I just went on and proceeded with my day. But I do have something to say. I would like to send a huge heartfelt thank you from my wife, Reese, and myself. My son Emmanuel and my son Elijah. You know, people can say that they love you and they care for you and that you mean the world to them, but it's nothing like when someone shows you an example of that. And as I've been alerting you all for days now. Yesterday, we laid Reese's mom to rest. And I look up, and there's Mima. And I'm sitting inside of the funeral home, and I hear out of the blue, Tang. I say, who? They say, Tang. I look up, and my brother's standing there. You know, work clothes and all, you know. And then we're sitting during the service, and Lady T shows up. And I'm telling y'all, it was just like the show of love was just great. It was great. And, you know, Reese told me she wanted me to let you all know how much that meant to her, and how it made the day be just a little easier to deal with. So I've got to start this show with a big thank you, and I love you, to Tales Corners members, Lady T, Tang, Mima, Debo, who's out on vacation with his wife, and they're celebrating their anniversary, but he and his wife sent endless, you know, we're praying for y'all, you know, thank you guys so much for, you know, all you do and everything. So it was just a great, great situation. And, you know, as I told Reese, you know, we have to be happy because mom is not suffering anymore. Mom is not going through, you know, she's not having those harsh situations to deal with anymore. She's resting with our Lord and Savior. So, hey, she's in great hands. And again, we thank you all so much for the text messages, the phone calls, and showing up and being there. You know, we thank you so much for it. Really appreciate it. Heartfelt.
We love you guys. Yeah. I'm going to speak for everybody. We love you guys. I'm going to speak for Kane. I'm going to speak for Mima. I'm going to speak for Debo. We genuinely, and I know they ain't going to mind. They ain't going to beat me up on that because of what I'm going to say is from the heart. We genuinely love you. All of the names that I just read off, we genuinely love you guys. You know, and we wish nothing but the best for you guys and happiness. Moving forward, just happiness, just being happy.
Yeah. And you know what? We accept it and take all of that in with two hands. You understand me? We raking that down. Move in with two hands. You know, I can't say it enough, but you guys know. You mean the world to us. You mean the world to us.
Okay.
Now, let me tell y'all how that devil tried to make today's show. Okay. For the longest time, I've had my computer set. The time was absolutely completely wrong. So last night, after I talked with Lady T and we did our pregame and talked about what we were going to do and how we were going to do it, I looked at the time and I said, this is really bothering me. I need to change this time. Well, I found out how to change my time. Kudos to me. Kudos, take it back. Once I changed that time, it changed the show time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to say today's show, hey, we're going to pull topics from everywhere because I have absolutely forgotten because I had to erase today's show and present this show instead because the time was set for the show to air in 3 hours after. So it would have aired at 8 o'clock tonight. And we would have been out of sleep. You know what I mean? So this is the way we had to do it. We brought it this way. We're gonna try to cover the MLB, some NBA, and the NFL for you guys. I hope everyone, like I said, you know, thank you guys again for yesterday. Mima, Chain, Treat, Debo, all the people who just sent messages and text messages and phone calls and all of that. Thank you guys so much because you guys can truly, truly say that you were a piece of our success in making it through that heartfelt situation with the family. Man.
Right.
Lady T, what's up with you? How you doing today, girl?
I am doing better than I was yesterday. I don't, because, you know I walk every day. For those of you who don't know, on Kill Corner, I walk every day because I don't want to get punched in the face by some little people. So I walk every day, you know, try to keep my stamina up. I do 200 squats a day, right? From that time, I don't know, I messed my foot up. I hurt my foot. So my foot is in an ace bandage. So my foot is really, really hurting, y'all. Like, I had to take me 2 pain pills before I got on here today because my foot is killing me. But it ain't stopping me from doing my exercise, though.
That's what's up. That's what's up, you know.
But I ain't complaining.
Listen, you know, brother done went through some things trying to get this show and keeping this show on the road. I'm talking about headache, toothache, hands, back, you know, look, my neck and my back, you know what I mean? All types of situations, but you know what? Y'all make us press right on through it, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to tell you, sis, I can guarantee you this. During this show, and even after, you're going to forget all about that foot. I'm trying to tell you because it has happened to me too many times. Once we get to talking and jawing and running our mouths, I forget all about what is bothering me, what is ailing me. So, I'm claiming that for you right now. We're gonna take a quick moment, say that 5 times, and pay some bills real quick, and y'all hang on in there with us, man. 563-999-3782. You know what? I'm feeling a little jangy. Let's go with it.
I got the feeling, baby, I got the feeling. You don't know what you do to me. Deep heart, heavy, down in misery.
Hey, you know what makes me so mad, Teresa?
Yeah.
I sat and did all of the pregame, I didn't write everything down. I wrote the topics down as I was reading them, and I'm blown now that I didn't transfer the paperwork before the show because it's you know where it's at. But anyway, we're gonna try. Well, I know what I'm gonna do, Trey. I know what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
We're gonna do this here. We're gonna go to somebody who always got something they want to talk about. Welcome to
come on,
bro. what's on your mind, bro? You all are leading Kill's Corner today. So whatever is on your mind, that's what we want to hear about.
Let it rip, 57.
Boom, here we go. Look, my wife, man, this morning She was cooking my food, and I'm gonna tell you something. When I told her to do it, no, let me stop.
I cannot wait.
Hey, these contracts that they're giving out to these wide receivers here in these last couple of days is incredible. You know, and I mean, it's just wow. And the thing that got me today was seeing, since we didn't talk about anything, was seeing New York back down because they knew they were losing money by not letting these athletes play at home if they hadn't been vaccinated. They can say what they want to, but they gave in because.
Perfect timing, wasn't it?
Perfect timing. Right before the playoffs, they knew. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Catch us up, 57. What exactly is New York doing?
They're not going to miss out on this money. They want to keep the Nets in the playoffs because there's more. The Nets and the Knicks in the playoffs would be fabulous for the city of New York. You know, that's more money. That's more revenue that, you know, of course, that they're bringing in. Plus, they got an opportunity. They got a chance to win the championship. You know, so instead of unstacking the deck, they want to make sure that it's full. And the Nets, if everybody's healthy, they got a great team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Harden's going to be upset if they win. Boy, oh, boy.
Yep. New York going to be the place. Exactly.
He jumped
up
too fast.
Okay.
I think
Harden
jumped up too fast.
Hey, you know what? I think the mantra is going to turn to the point where people are saying, if you want to win a championship, don't have Harden on your team. I'm serious. It really doesn't look like that.
Oh, wow.
You know? I mean, you jump ship. You know, and the team that you were saying was wrong because of this and that and everything that you said is being revealed as false. So people are going to start viewing this thing as you're the problem. You're the reason why these teams haven't accomplish the goals expected of them.
Yeah.
What y'all think about that?
Yep. There's an old saying that you'll hear in church and you'll hear in other organizations where they say, don't leave before the miracle happens. You know, and Harden, he's always stepping away. He stepped away from, because it wasn't the way he wanted it at the moment. In Brooklyn, he stepped away. Now he's in Philly. Now he got to deal with that because your coach is not that good in Philly. You had a better coach in Brooklyn.
I think so, too.
I didn't even think about it from that view, but you're right. You're right. Nash is proving. Now, let's not get crazy because Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving will make you look, you know, decent. But
he made anybody look good.
But we cannot forget that the Nets were a Kyrie less more this team than any other season, and Nets still found a way to make them a winner, to make them a good team. So we give Nash his props for that. But when it comes down to it, you are absolutely right. Over Nash and Doc Rivers, I'll take Nash 1,000 times.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And 57, to go off of what you were saying about New York, you know, they hadn't lifted the ban for the players to play. Kyrie only had two games. He was only going to be able to play in two games.
Mm-hmm.
Now he gets to play in all nine.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's you know, it's little things like that. Like, why y'all ain't been lifting? But on the flip side, now Kyrie, you gonna have to bring it. You gonna have to bring it, and bring it again. Because if you don't win, they're gonna be sideways now. They're gonna be looking at you sideways now. Because in the beginning, when you couldn't play at home, you was putting up 30 points a game. Every other game, you put up 30 points. Right? That's because you got that layover. Mm-hmm. You got that layover. Now you gotta play every game. Let me see what your stamina is every game. Are you going to be able to put up 35, 40 points every game for 48 minutes? I mean, not 48 minutes. I give you 36 minutes.
I posted a video of Kobe in Tails Corner, and Kobe was explaining how his teammates were like, man, we want to go out. And Kobe said, okay, we're going to go out. And he went out with them, and then he said 5:30 in the morning, he was knocking on their door. And half of them were like, man, what's going on? But Kobe said, hey, come on, man. I hung out with y'all. Now it's time for y'all to come hang out with me. And he said, some of his teammates was like, man, you crazy, man. You are crazy. But Kobe was like, no, we are not going to allow last night's party to interfere with what we came to Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, wherever to do. And that is to win. So I was just thinking about that. You know, they out partying till 3:30, 4 in the morning, and then Kobe got right back up 30. Like, yeah, this is the norm for me. This is how you are a champion. This is what you must bring. Now, Preach, you made a great point just now. Was that 35 points because you were able to get those days rest in between, or do you have the heart of the champion? Let's bring Brother Lou in. What's up, Lou?
What's up, Lou?
Hey, good evening. All right.
Hey, Lou.
Well, and the announcement was actually made late this morning. The New York Mayor Adams, who had listed the ban, although not everybody is happy about it, because you know some people are criticizing. You know, oh, he got in because he's famous. He's on the net. What about his normal guys? You know, so not everybody is happy with the way this was done. I get it. But, you know, and I think they got a point there, because, you know, you should have two sets of rules. I mean, if you're going to lift the ban, you should lift for everybody, not just, you know, the well-off.
I'm going to say this. You're not going to please everyone with decisions that are made. You're not. And this lifting of the ban, it didn't just help Kyrie. It helped players league-wide.
Right.
Exactly. Baseball, hockey.
Yes. It impacted the whole New York. Period.
The whole, exactly. In New York, impacted
all
it all.
All sports players in New York. All the athletes in New York, it affected them.
Right.
But, you know, other people who've lost their jobs, you know, they can't get it back, so, you know, I can understand the criticism that, you know, that over this ban, because it's like it's not being, you know, lifted for everybody, just, you know, the more well-off people.
Well, you know, I'm not in New York. I don't live there. I live here. But eventually had to be lifted. I don't want to tell, because FBI is still after me, you know. So, I don't want them to get no bead on where I'm at. But eventually it had to be lifted. You're not going to please everybody.
No.
You know, somebody was going to be unhappy. Some people are going to be happy no matter what, you know.
Yep.
So I'm just saying, this mayor, he wasn't going to be the one that says, we lost the playoffs because Kyrie couldn't play at home. or
exactly.
The Mets
right.
ain't going to be in the playoffs because of what we did at the beginning of the year, and they spent all
so
that money and got Scherzer
so.
And everybody. So
exactly.
it plays all around. It plays all around.
Yes,
well,
yes,
you know what I'd say? He read a page of that cheap book for and he's saying, no, hell no. That Washington fan base cannot stand her ass. So let me, and I'm not going to say her name. We all know who I'm talking about.
And that's right. Right.
I'm not going to make the same mistake that she has made, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Boy, come on, Ron. Come on in here, Ron. Let me get off of that.
Come on,
boy,
Ron. Hanging in the tall line. Goodbye. We bubbly
oh,
lucky
no,
we got
him.
Hey, look, Kyrie Irving, I'm going to say it in your words, Brother Cal. Kyrie Irving's a cold Bama.
Why?
He just
is.
Cold
Bama, y'all? Oh,
because, because he ain't never gave LeBron James the credit he deserved on winning the championship.
Ooh.
And
yes, he did.
What?
Yes, he did.
What?
He gave him some credit.
He gave him some credit?
Yeah, he did.
Hold on, what credit was due that wasn't
thank you.
Due? But he did give him credit,
what?
Even though he
but
didn't deserve it.
Kyrie spoke the proper teammate term. But we all know that championship, there never was more on Kyrie than LeBron. I'm trying to tell you. It was more on Kyrie believing in Kyrie and not looking for a LeBron way out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying, but Kyrie gave the props where the props were due. But we all know for real, who the man was in that championship.
Ron, don't get this dude started on LeBron today. Don't get this dude started on LeBron.
I ain't getting the start on LeBron. But I'm just saying, Kyrie's still a cold Bama.
No, he's not a cold Bama. No, he's 57 is a cold Bama.
I'll
take that word, hater. I'll take that word.
Everybody got a little bit of haterism in them. Everybody does.
Yeah.
I got a haterism against the Kansas City Chiefs. I got haterism. I got a lot of haterism against a lot of people in the sports world.
Hey, listen. I got haterism against the coach that thought it was okay to stick his foot out and trip the player running up the sideline.
There you go on that, man. It's like Sis said Tuesday. Y'all got a calamity of errors. Do you want us to bring them all up? Come on, man.
You say what you want. About Washington. You say what you want about Washington. Our head coach has never stuck his foot in the field of play to trip a player up. You say,
Maybe y'all need a coach to do anything to win because the one you got ain't helping.
I'm good.
Oh, like Mason Rudolph going to do something.
Mason Rudolph ain't
going to
be our quarterback, man. He ain't going to be our quarterback.
Dwayne Haskins.
That's Trubisky. They got Trubisky.
Look, we had a meeting today. And we had a meeting yesterday with Willis, who right now is leading the pack at the combine for the number one quarterback. So that's what we talking about.
That might not get him.
I thought you was going to break
We still talking to him.
That y'all, the dude that y'all sitting down right now and showing interest in, Mr. Baker Mayfield. You know, I thought that's what you were going to bring up.
But they said they wasn't
going to
get Baker Mayfield because his contract was too much. They said they're not going to get from Baker Mayfield.
His contract is too much. Yeah, tell them again, sis. We don't spend that type of money.
Let me start this conversation. Marcus, you here, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus?
Come on, Marcus.
Hey, listen,
just
I'm
chilling like a villain, baby.
I miss you, 57. I really did. I got to jump on your case, man, because you're sounding crazy this afternoon. Hey, listen, everybody is checking all of the top prospect quarterbacks out. Everybody is, including us. Everybody that needs a quarterback is doing that. And y'all definitely need a quarterback, too, my brother. Yeah, y'all need one. But you know, y'all got Dwayne Haskins, so y'all really don't even need to look.
You know, you just like Kale, bro. You know, I ain't saying nothing about we didn't need a quarterback. I'm just saying we don't need Mason Rudolph. I mean, we don't need Baker Mayfield. That's all I'm saying. We don't need him.
Dude, that's your best option.
At the beginning of the season.
Baker Mayfield was somebody y'all would go for. We wouldn't go for that. We don't go for losers.
I ain't saying nothing about Baker Mayfield.
Kale brought Baker Mayfield up, Marcus. Keep up, baby.
I know. You going in the past. Let's talk in the present. I'm presently talking about.
He just brought it up today, bro.
I ain't talking about what he brought up. That's the past, though, Marcus. That's your present quarterback.
That's the best quarterback you got. No, he's not, bro. Hey, Marcus, I know you're trying to rile me up, but I ain't going to get mad today.
Hey, check this out, man. I already know that you don't like your team right now. Listen, you can just go ahead.
I'm going to step back,
and I want you to tell us how you really feel.
You just said it. I ain't going back away. I don't like this team right now. I ain't no hypocrite. Yeah, I ain't no hypocrite. I don't like this team right now. Nope.
I don't blame you.
How many coaches need to go?
Let's start with the head coach. And let's keep on down the line. Everybody except Flores that just got there. But everybody else, we can let go.
Oh, man.
If you were part of the machine the last 2 years, then you can be gone. That's how I feel about it.
I can't wait till football season, bro.
I can't wait for my team, Marcus. Yeah, I'm going to root for my team. I think we're going to the Super Bowl and everything.
Now, what about your team, Marcus?
What about your team, Marcus? Can I hear something about your team?
Hey, my brother. We was talking about your team.
Okay, I know. Are we finished talking about my – okay.
Come on, man.
Hey, Tracy, can you change the subject, please?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Bo, very busy.
Hey, you mentioning my government name on the radio, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I ain't seen.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell them boys. I ain't seen you. I don't know.
Please do. Please do. Hey, look, act like one of them people. They can't corner you. Act like one of them people that we can't mention on the radio.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
oh, my goodness.
Hey, 57.
Yo.
Hey, 57, I really just got a lot of question marks right now when it comes to my team. I don't know what the hell they're doing. That's just the truth.
I understand, bro.
And then if they do some proper things, then you'll hear me say that. But until then, it's just question mark. But trust me, mm-hmm. if they do the wrong thing, you gonna definitely hear. They do the wrong thing.
Hey, Marcus holds no punches. I'm trying to tell y'all. Marcus had me contemplating our friendship last year. Marcus had me like, man, do I really need a friend that put my team down? Do I really want to talk to somebody who's telling me after 3 damn days, hey, Kill, just go ahead, man, and let's prepare for next season. I'm like, Marcus, they only played 3 games, dog. Marcus like, hey, Joe, I'm telling you, man, it's going to be an 8-8 season. Watch what I tell you, man. Listen. Yeah, so if anybody I know going to give it to you raw, real raw,
it's Marcus.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know
what?
In all honesty, I respect the brother for that. You know what I mean? You don't let your fandom, because DMV tells y'all, I'm telling you, sometimes I will let my fandom take over. And I'm in La La Land for real, you know what I mean? I'm acting like Joe Gibbs, John Riggins, Mark Rippon, and all them dudes, Gary Clark, Richard Sanders, you know what I mean? A little bit Dexter Man, Sean Taylor. I'm really expecting all of them to run out that locker room for real. On
okay,
yeah, let's get it.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what's crazy though, too, Kale? You know what's crazy?
What's that, Marcus?
When you watch those videos, mm-hmm. that shit don't do nothing but piss you off. You be smiling while you watching it, and then when it's over, you just look at your team. It's like you look at one hand and then you look at the other hand, and you be like, man, I can't scratch that hand. I can't even scratch.
I can't scratch it. I tell you, watch it. I tell you, look at it. Boy.
You know what, man? Listening to you two guys is something else. Because now I wanted to fire my team. Y'all gave me a bunch of HELLA or whatever. Now y'all want, right. Now it's okay for y'all to get rid of people.
My thing is, it ain't just team players. For me, it's not just the players, bro. I'm looking at the organization. They doing some crazy stuff. Hey, bro, listen. I noticed the elephant in the room. I don't know. I mean, we may have mentioned this a couple of times, but, bro, the only players that we can get are Carolina players.
Mm. Yeah.
The defensive end that we just got, the beast or whatever that they saying, they claiming he a beast. And all that, bruh, he's a former Carolina player.
Is he a beast? Is he a beast though?
He good. But I ain't about to. I'm not. You said, don't get me wrong. He good. But it's the reason why he's available.
Yeah.
He might not have fit in with them. You know. I mean.
He's from Carolina too.
Yeah. You talking about the 320 pound dude?
Yeah, he was drafted to Carolina Panthers.
This is the point right here where I can't stand Marcus ass.
I be really paying attention to what they doing, man, and I'm watching that the actual organization something ain't being talked about. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
actual organization.
Right.
They done lost so many actual, not the team, like the team, from what I found out, the team organization stuff is all right. But as far as the admin goes, everything else, they done lost so many people. People done left.
But you know what, Marcus? I think it's more of Dan wanting to get out from under all this scrutiny, this name that has a role about the Washington football team. He's so concentrated on getting out of trouble that he's not really concerned with the winning factor. And that's just my opinion.
That's what's going on right now.
That sounds about true.
I mean, y'all, let's think about this, y'all. He brought the name Commanders out one day before he had a court date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One day before the court date, you bring out the name Commanders. And then you play this little BS, I'm a keep a secret game, and a helicopter flies over the stadium, and the name Commanders comes out.
Right in the window. By the storm. Yeah.
In the window. Right in the window.
Right. You know, so Dan, and I used to be one that takes up for Dan Snyder. I used to be one that say, y'all, come on, we got to give him a chance. At least he's the owner that spends money. But you can spend all you want to spend. You can spend all you want to spend. It's not how you spend. It's where you spend. You know what I mean? What you spend on. That's what's important. Dan Snyder, he has money and he's made these moves or whatever, but I mean, seriously, let's just think about the Washington football team under the ownership of Dan Snyder. It's gone nowhere but down, further and further every year.
That means he has to go.
We let that snake in our grass, man. We let that snake in our backyard. And it kind of messed it up. And the snake I'm talking about is Bruce Allen, right? But
yeah, Bruce Allen, I know.
He's still the captain. We lost Anheuser-Busch. We lost we lost like $7 million in sponsorships, man.
Yep, yeah.
Bruce Allen, the man who put the rumor out on Scott McCloud. Put the rumor out on who else was that he put a rumor out on? Hell, he was talking
to Gruden.
He put the rumor out on Gruden, but you look at the job that Gruden did. It really didn't take Gruden to get him gone. Seriously,
who's the guy that came here and they called him an alcoholic? He wasn't here. He didn't even make the first season.
Scott McCloud. And Bruce Allen, and I have this on official word, okay? Bruce Allen was jealous of the fact that the fans were screaming, "In Scott, we trust." Like I say, man. You know what? I'm going to bring another person who brings me down to reality. Come on, Tank. What's up,
bro? I knew you was going to say that.
Big girl, what's up with you, baby? How y'all doing today? Kale's Corner family. Much love and respect.
E. Payne, what's up, baby?
57. Miss T. Lou. Hey, Marcus.
Hey,
Marcus, you had me laughing for a whole 20 minutes over here just now, man. Hey, look. Hey, look, you killed me when you said they bringing all them Carolina over there. Y'all might as well be the Washington Carolina Commanders.
Hey.
I'm telling you, bro. See what I'm saying?
That's how you want to do this?
Hey, big bro, you know I had to say something about that.
That's how you want to do this, man.
Hey, Kale, we the Washington whatchamacallit. That's our name.
You know what? Hey, Rod, I'm going to let the dog speak for me, Ron. Let him loose. Let the dog loose. I'm going to let the dog speak for me.
Come on, man.
Hey, you know what? All this shows me is that we have a lot of people that care for our team. And I got one other thing to say. 57, you ain't slick. You ain't slick at all because you straight diverted the topic of your coach sticking his foot on the football field and tripping that player up. I ain't forgot.
Hey.
I ain't forgot you.
He told you he was
you brought Marcus
that.
In.
He told you.
You brought Marcus
that.
In. Yeah, I sure did. Did I fit? I said, James,
Marcus came in after the music started and musical chairs resumed. Yeah. That's when Marcus
after
came
the music started.
Yeah.
Well, look, if I can say this, I think a lot ain't going to change for the Redskins until they got the court going on, people leaving, and they got Virginia. I'm sorry, the Commanders. Mm-hmm. They got Virginia that's courting them everywhere that they can to get them to come out there. They willing to pay for everything, roads, taxes, all of that. So they got a lot on their plate right now. And Snyder going to end up in court for sexual harassment eventually.
Now He ain't going to court.
It's already been proven that he wasn't a part of any of that. That's already been proven. So you can't take a person to trial for the same offense twice. So
the girl's still out there making accusations.
That's double jeopardy.
There will be something that he has to eventually pay for, but I really don't believe that will be it. I really don't believe that will be it. 57.
It'll probably be something civil.
They need to leave cuz alone, man.
Hey, man.
Cuz is a nasty dude, man. He's reaping what he deserved, what he sold. He's a nasty dude. He tried to buy these people's houses over here and tried to run these people out. For the stadium and everything. He practically closed down Landover Mall or Sears when he came over here.
Yep.
He tried to make it so the people couldn't park cars in their yard. I've been living over here for 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah,
so right?
Hey, bruh.
I've been living here for 15 years. Sears only closed like 5 years ago because they couldn't stand the pressure anymore.
No, because nobody was going there. Because
people weren't going there, bro. The only place that was crowded over there was the Sears parking lot. You can't tell me. I live over here, bro. You can't tell me.
During the Redskins game, it was real crowded. But it was not.
Hey, bro, like I said, and I'm going to drop it. You cannot tell me I live over here. Say what you want.
Okay. That's cool and all, what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that
is wrong.
Was not as...
Hold on, 57.
Didn't you say
hold
you
on.
Was gonna shut up? Didn't you say you was going to shut up?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't say I was going to shut up. I said I would be quiet.
All right, boy.
Watch yourself. I'm old enough to be your daddy three times.
At least twice.
Three times. My bad. I got a little hot.
You know what? I figured you out. Every time I come with a rebuttal to your argument, you jump in there and will say something like that, which is cool. It's fine. Because the fact still remains, you can say what you want about that Sears, but it was not the same Sears before the stadium and all that came there. That Sears, that Pancake House, and a few couple of stores in Landover Mall still made money. But for the majority of Landover Mall, it did not make the same money. It did not.
You think you know what you're talking about, and I'm going to let you continue to think you know what you're talking about. Go ahead on. Shower yourself in the wrong news and act like you know what you're talking about. You're right, Kale. I'm going to do you like you do, like I do my wife. You're right.
Well, I'm going to do you like your wife do you. I'm going to mute your ass. Like I said, that mall over there was not making the same money. It wasn't. We would like to think it would. We would like to think that, no, the Washington football team didn't come in and destroy what they had as a profit. But it did. It did. It absolutely did. You didn't even give me a chance to say, you are right. Washington came and they shut that mall down. But that mall wasn't the same mall that we all grew up going to, giving our
That's
money
true.
To. It was not the same place. Why the hell do y'all think it was so easy for Dan to throw a couple of dollars over there and everything crumbled? If it's a business that survives,
conversation that I ain't going to say what I want to say just because you mute me, you think I ain't going to say what I got to say. You're wrong.
I ain't got no more to say, sir.
I ain't got no more to say, sir.
Hey, look, can I say something, y'all, to change the subject real quick?
Come on, Chang, please, save us.
Hey, what happened with Jimmy Butler and Spoelstra? Why are they so heated? You think they're going to mess that chemistry up going into the playoffs or what? What's going on with them?
I think it was Jimmy Butler and Haslam.
But you know, once you get into it with Haslam, you're going to get into it with Spoelstra. Haslam, a coach just like Spoelstra.
That's a delicate.
Spoelstra wouldn't let it go.
Yeah. When you look at Spoelstra and Haslam, what do they have in common?
They can't
play as bad as they want to. You understand? Yep. The Miami Heat does not need Spoelstra or Haslam as a player. And Jimmy Butler is still on that court giving his all. So some of the opinions that have been coming towards him is just not welcome. They're just not welcome. And we can say and speculate and guess to what it is all we want to. But it comes down to the fact that this could destroy the chemistry that y'all have built as a team. This could be the reason why you guys end up losing. Gotta think about that, man. You gotta think about that. Sometimes you just got to let your bravado, your temper, your attitude, sometimes you just gotta let it go. Sometimes it's in the better for everyone, if you just let it go, you know, that's just the way I see it. But you know, hey, I can care less because that's not a Washington team. And yeah, I hope everybody start arguing with their coach. Everybody has some type of with their manager somewhere. You know what I mean? See, I ain't gonna help Washington though, because you know, our coach. Yeah,
we need to argue with our coach.
Old thumb head, you know.
We need to argue with him.
Well, I'm going to say this. The only player that had the cojones to step up and say, hey, Slim, you ain't doing this thing right, Joe. They traded him. They got rid of him, dog.
That's right. They did.
And they still haven't given us an adequate reason as to why he was traded. Right. Now, if he wanted out the door, that's something totally different. But that would have come out by now.
Hey, Sid.
Am I wrong?
I'm here. Yes. No, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong, sis. For the second hour of this show, all my questions and comments will be directed towards you. I am not talking to the mute button, man. No more today.
Hey, 57.
You know what?
Yes, sir.
Is that your decree?
That's my decree, Mr. Marcus.
Okay.
For this last hour, Mr. Marcus.
And at the end of it, you got to say, I said, say it again, say I'm going to do all that and then say, I said at the end.
Hey, all I'm going to say is 57 crap corn and I don't care. 57 crap corn and I don't care.
I can't, y'all. I can't do that.
Hey, didn't I tell you that pain was going to go away? Before you finish, you told me that pain. Girl, listen, I couldn't tell you how many shows I had a headache or a toothache to start the show. And then we get started, and everything goes the hell away.
Oh, my goodness, that was great.
And now you got a 57-8. Yeah, you got a 57-8.
That means you can't sit down for a while. That's all.
Oh, that is hilarious.
That's a very weird, that's like, we gonna move on, we gonna move on, we not giving it no ladies or nothing, move on, sis, coming with them Bill Cosby glass, you know what I mean, come on, somebody gonna get to sit down for it, just means I'm a pain in the ass, bro. That's all. That's all.
Oh my God, I can't afford to go.
Hey, look, don't run with it. Don't take it and run someplace else, man. Let's keep it where it belongs, all right?
Let's keep it where it belongs.
Yeah. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, man. We got to take a quick. All right. Y'all ready to talk sports, damn it.
Okay.
Let's talk some sports. Let's do it. You know what? Trees warned me. She said, Kale, you sure you want to just let it go and let the callers run the show? And I said, Trees, they're going to be all right. They're going to be cool.
Yeah.
And look at what happened. We done got somebody muted off in the first half an hour of the show. You know what I mean? That don't make no sense. All right, let's go. NBA. I'm tired of hearing about Westbrook. Yeah. I just want to, you know, put a bow in it, you know?
I'm tired
of hearing about Westbrook.
Right.
I'm actually ecstatic over the Nets and their story, you know. The Wizards and their story, you know. I keep saying that I'm not going to watch them, but I can't help it. They're watching the team, and if they're on TV, I'm going to watch. That's just what the conclusion I've come to. I'm going to watch it. So you know, if I had your number and I called you, then talk to boy off of 495 because I'm getting ready to run play.
Damn.
You know, I'm getting ready to run play Frogger through 495, man. Please, just talk to your boy down. Yeah, all of that, all of that, you know. And, Trish, who did you say they're playing tonight?
The Bucks.
Oh, my goodness.
The next
three games are lost.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah. No.
Where we playing the Bucks at? Where we playing the Bucks at?
Home.
In Milwaukee, I believe. We at home?
Yeah. No, they're home.
Yeah, Milwaukee. Lost.
Don't we play Steph Curry in them
Nets? We're going to
watch the game.
Yeah, but without Steph, though.
Yeah, Steph's not going to be there,
I still don't think we could beat him without Steph. I've been watching how they've been doing, what's the tall dude that we can press to play? What's this white boy name?
Porzingis.
I like Porzingis. I like what he brings to the table. But in crunch time, Porzingis started taking all these 3-point shots, and he don't make none of them. He makes none of them.
There's the difference. When they feed Porzingis down low, like we saw in the first half of this game that we just lost, when they were feeding Porzingis down low, they were ahead, and he wasn't thinking about perimeter shots. It wasn't until the second half when we started losing that for somehow Porzingis thought threes would bring us back. And nobody on our team was making threes at all.
Hey, Kale, that's what I said. I said at the end of the game.
It's funny how the first half we had the perfect formula and they were executing it to a T. The second half, they just went completely away from it. And I was sitting there like, feeding Porzingis down low was working like heck for y'all. Feeding down low was working like heck. Why did you just go away from that?
Right.
Like what Marcus said, when they started losing, for some reason, the whole NBA does that dumb stuff. They just go down in the paint to get it to. They'll flip around in the air, almost doing damn near 360 and throw it back out to the three-point line.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't understand it, man. That's what the NBA does. I don't understand.
This is why I think we ain't going to be able to beat Golden State. Even though they ain't got Steph Curry, they still got a score out there that's going to throw in about 25 or 30 points. And they got Green back. So I don't think we got the firepower that we can keep up with them out there. I don't think we can beat them there. Not with about 10 games going to see. So they playing for their position in the playoffs. Yeah,
Kuzma hurt, right? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Kuzma is
in. I don't think Kuzma's still out. Is he still out? I don't think Kuzma's still out.
He didn't play last game.
Yeah, he didn't play the last game. With a was it ankle or knee sprain, one of the two. But he's
should've
already
put that
missed
big heavy coat off then.
Hey,
remember that coat where you talked about?
I don't know what it is with these 2022 athletes, man. It's like all of them try to out-hum each other, you know? Because as soon as you see it, the first thing you say is, huh? You know what I mean? What?
You ain't lying.
You can't be comfortable in that, you know? You a man, dog. Them pants ain't leaving nothing to the imagination. What are you doing, dog? You know? Your pants are not supposed to fit like tidy whitey underwears, man. What are you doing, dog?
Like girl pants.
On,
hey Karen,
you know?
You sound like your parents sounded when your stuff was inside. You sound like somebody's parents, man.
I ain't never heard nobody's parents say, now what my mom did say, why you gotta wear them big old gabardine pants? Especially when used jeans came out and we were wearing the used jeans, they never, ever said to us, why your pants so tight? Dude, what?
They didn't have to. We wasn't stupid.
Yeah.
Whenever the styles change, the two generations above it always got something to say, man. I'm telling you,
What it is, it's nothing wrong with the style that changed. It's just that they got them too tight, too tight. You can wear fitted pants and have them pulled up. But you can't wear pants that you see your calf muscle in, not unless you're a female to me.
There is no, if you are a man, there is no laying down back on your bed and pulling your pants up with your toes pointed straight. No, dude, you ain't supposed to be doing that, man.
Did you say toes pointed straight?
His girl got to help him. After that, he got to help his girl take her pants off. They help each other.
Man, get out of here.
I know the problem. I know the problem. Check this out. Listen, the truth of the matter is today, right, what people don't pay attention to, if you turn on every music video, the style is dictated by the rapper, right, or the artist. By the stylist who had a little bit of extra femininity in him, if it wasn't a female. And that's what people don't understand. The style that you so pressed to emulate today, you're emulating the style that was created by a stylist. And most of the time that stylist got a little friend of Dorothy, little switch in their walk. You know what I'm saying?
Sugar.
Kool-Aid. And that's how the style has been created today.
Well, guess what? I'm even more upset at the fact because when we all were growing up, if DC didn't have anything, it had style. It had its own style. And we didn't do what everybody else does. Now I'm seeing tight jeans in L.A., Boston, Chicago, and D.C. And then you got the nerd that have them not pulled down. They won't reach up around your waist. They don't go that high.
I have to see if a dog getting behind them.
And then you got damn drawers on. You got all dirty drawers. Really? Slim.
This little Bama guy
on the train today, and I'm like, okay, did you fall in mud or have you actually sharded on yourself, bruh?
I can't.
And then he had a nerve to be talking in a woman's face. Like, she like, what? Them dirty, you know what, sugar honey iced tea, why draws? That was up. And I was like, and he got mad. The thing about it is the NBA, for some reason, clothing has always been high up there from ever since Allen Iverson, when the league said, no, if you're not playing, you got to wear a suit. And we don't want to see all those cornrows and all of that mess. Since that has been alleviated, now it's like, man, we see some of everything, especially in NBA fashion. And don't get me wrong, it's not all NBA players. Some guys still come in a suit. Some guys still come dressed down, nice and comfortably. But it's a lot of guys doing that Westbrook, Kyle Kuzma thing, you know? And it's like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. You know? Nah, dude.
Kuzma just be looking like he hanging with the Funkadelics. His stuff don't be tight. He just be looking like he hanging with the Funkadelics. So I don't really be mad at Kuzma.
Man, that big sweater.
Like he just
that big sweater,
Zodiac.
He looked like he was.
That's what I'm
he
saying.
He looked like he was wearing his boyfriend's sweater. You know
yeah, man, not the sweater.
Time.
I ain't talking about that sweater. I'm talking about them crazy color paints.
Kuzma
now, I wouldn't
sweater.
Wear that sweater.
What?
Nah, that wasn't no Kuzma sweater. That was definitely
no
lady sweater. I know what he's talking
y'all
about.
Y'all gotta think. He dressed like Andre 3000. That's how Andre 3000 dressed.
Andre 3000 dressed different.
That's different.
And some of his
ain't nobody wearing
Mikhail
Kuzma
wearing. I will say that. No,
yeah, ain't nobody doing that. No.
Yeah, he be having all type of funk
with that. How y'all felt about Prince? How he dressed?
I didn't like it. But it was cool for him.
And his music was the bomb. Music was everything. And funny you would bring him up because I was watching David Chappelle show on Netflix last night, and they had Charlie Murphy up there talking about when they played basketball with Prince. And he's talking about how Prince and his entourage was dressed. And they were so busy, worried about how he dressed, how they dressed, that them boys whipped the hell out of Charlie Murphy, you know, and he could not believe it. And afterwards, Prince served them Bama some pancakes. So, and he was like,
"That's crazy." Because I heard a while ago that Prince could ball. When he was alive, they gave him his flowers that he can ball.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right,
yeah.
Tang. That's right. And Stephanie Marbury online said a lot of the athletes dress crazy like that. A lot of them.
They dress crazy. They let their hair be any kind of way, you know. And that's what I'm
but
saying.
We did that in the 80s, though, man. You let your hair do it. That's all that is.
After the Phillies,
everybody wore their hair just any kind of way. Just let it be nappy. It wasn't a such thing as getting that brush and making your hair nappy. You just woke up in the morning and rubbed your hands through it and made it nappy.
So we had
all them styles came out when I was in school.
We had temp tapers and schoolboys.
Yeah, we had all that. All that was in.
But I'm saying you look at these youngins now, especially in sports, and you're wondering, has a razor ever touched your head?
Exactly.
Have you ever
would they be having a straight up, it'd just be nappy. They all be having fresh
Kevin Durant.
They wear the nappy bush or they just don't brush it at all. Now when we wore our hair short, we will brush it. But once it got that length, if we wore that nappy look, that's just how we wore it.
Yeah.
89, 90,
well,
91,
92. Now they take a sponge and do it. Now they use a sponge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We ain't had no sponge. We used our hand. Exactly, Marcus. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they use, a sponge.
Society.
I wish I'd have thought of them back in the day. How much of those $7? I would have been rich. All you got to do is use your hand.
Yes, Tang. Yes, we'd have been rich.
Pat,
you would have paid no
thing. And for real, that sponge looked like the old sponge they used to give us to shine our shoes, for real.
Yeah.
That don't look
with
like something that goes to your head. Yeah.
Shit, I went back in the day the way they fade jeans and cut them up and up and sell them. Shoot, we used to do that back in the 70s, man.
Oh,
going
yeah.
to school. Yep.
Katie,
I got a question. We on this subject, right? I got a question.
Yeah.
Right. Just ask, what's the designer that you always wanted to buy, right? What?
Your phone going in and out, Marcus.
Yeah, you're going in and out, Marcus.
My bad.
Marcus.
I'm saying, what's...
Yeah.
You there?
That question must be on in the corner.
Yeah, we
go
got
ahead,
it.
Go ahead.
What's that one designer piece of clothing that you always wanted? One designer.
Wanted and got
that
it
you,
or
but did you never I mean,
it,
you gotta make it you said
yeah.
What's that one designer that we wanted? Did we get it or did we
yeah,
still
that
want
you,
it?
That's kinda like unreachable. But you know what I'm saying? You like you could get it, but it's a heavy ticket. It's like I don't know if I want to waste that kind of money.
I don't want nothing that bad that I can't just go ahead and get it.
But see, but that's what I'm saying. When these mamas making this kind of money at 18, 19 years old, the designers, the actual designers today. If you try to go in the store and buy some of these designer clothes, the designers are kind of cut not for our people, not for our build. You know what I'm saying? They cut for models.
They're European.
They're European cut. Yeah, it's a European cut. So
exactly.
Even when you even to make it fit on your body to even be that tight, you got to buy it 3, 4, 5 sizes up to the point where they don't
exactly.
even make it.
Then that means that designer, you can't win it.
Exactly.
but that's
what I'm bringing up.
We're saying the same thing.
I'm just
because.
Just the other week I told John,
I went to the Wizard store. Downtown,
yep.
Wizards and Cap store, and Debo was like, 42's all right, and I'm like, I don't know, these ain't our 42, and Debo ended up going back to that store and buying the 51s, because only thing that fits,
it's not cut,
like he was comfortable with, were the 51s, so I understand exactly what Marcus is saying. The bad part of that is you buy a pair of Levi jeans, and it used to be only thing I had to worry about was the waist and the length. Now I got to look, is it boot cut, is it boot cut, or tennis shoe
cut? Yeah, boot
you know?
Cut.
Is it baggy?
Anyway,
all that.
Baggy,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Baggy.
Y'all see
it,
baggy, right?
but that's what I'm trying to say. It's like certain they make those designer clothes and they make them. They don't want us to wear them, so they don't make them to fit us. They're culturally biased, but we still go and buy just to show them that we can get this too. You know what I'm saying? But I do see what you're saying because look. I done bought a couple pair of Balmain jeans, right? Them Balmain, them joints cost. But you got to buy them joints 10 sizes above your size. You know what I'm saying? For real. You got to buy them, you know what I'm saying, for real. And, like, when you start buying, like Givenchy, bro, when you buy Givenchy, man, one shirt sets you back. A T-shirt with a dog on it sets you back $600.
That's why you come to me and shop.
You know, I put my TNT Nike sweatsuit on. I already got one laid out for tomorrow because I'm the type of day that like to put the clothes out a day before. So I got my red and black Nike suit out waiting for me to wear it tomorrow. I came home today. My little boo had on the gray fitting so lovely and right. But then I was like, yeah, girl. Then we gonna have to hit T fast enough again. See what you can do for you. That's about yeah. I love it. Don't say 563-999-3782
563-999-3782
We'll be back.
Yeah, it's magic, huh? Jay-Z and Lenny Kravitz, and it's a Heavy D production, you bastard. Come on. Hey, yo, stop playing, man. This is real serious, huh? Let's go.
Post Gitano, hold hanging with Bono. You too can live like Sabato Ferragamo. And you too can cool out poolside after Milano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. You too new dude to love apple pies from McDonald's. You soon be the boss of the Big Apple, yeah, I know. And who knew dude to play ball for the NBA would make a mistake on the who knew it stays so with a way. Who knew that'd be his last shot? Who drew up that play to give it to Nick?
Uh-huh. NFL was anybody else as surprised as I was that Miami reached a deal with Kansas City for Tyreek Hill? I mean, was it just me that was like, what in the hell is Kansas City thinking about? And I've been trying to wreck my mind to see what it was that would make them seriously trade Tyreek Hill. And help me out, y'all. Did any of you guys come up with a reason as to why? Okay. Can you hear me? Is this thing on? Okay, it must not be. Tree, can you hear me, Tree?
I can hear you.
Okay. 57, you still with me?
Sis.
Oh,
57,
well,
you still with
me? Can you hear me?
57, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Bad.
This is why this is why I think Kansas City made the move. First of all,
I don't want to know.
I mean, you think about it: five draft picks,
yeah.
And you still got a good offensive team, and you got Andy Reid as your coach. So I think it was just a little too much for them not to turn down. And you went to the Super Bowl 1 year and you lost, and the next year you didn't make it. So I think, you know, while he was still very valuable for him, I think they made a good move. And I think they're still gonna be a good team, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So can't nothing.
Huh? Say it again, bro.
I'm saying you guys think Kansas City lose nothing. Kansas City lose nothing. Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't think they lose nothing with Tyreek Hill. Don't get me wrong, Tyreek Hill, he didn't give you the same thing that he was doing 3 years ago. He was still exciting here and there. But he wasn't the same Tyreek Hill. And like 57 and Miss T said, I do think that they did it at the right time. And for five picks, that was worth it, man. That was just like when we made that blockbuster trade when Jimmy Johnson was there, man.
And that's what they're comparing it to, Tyreek.
He did the right thing, man. It was time for Tyreek to go, too. And that man got paid. I couldn't believe he went to the Miami Dolphins, but with that money, he don't care where he went to right now.
Well, you got to think about it like this. I'm leaving the cold of Kansas City down in the sun of Miami.
And they that's what they were talking about. That's exactly what they were saying. They were saying that he probably didn't want to be in Kansas City, you know, and it was good that he leave. He was like, I'm getting the son now. I'm be down here with the son. I'm Tua Tagovailoa. He down here. I guess we could try to revamp him because, you know, he wasn't that good last year. So maybe they give him some weapons and he'll be, you know, a little bit better than he was last year. We're not expecting him to be a whole lot better, but with Tyreek
like
on the roster, yeah.
Yeah, and like you say, he already won a championship there. Why not go somewhere and start somewhere new and try to get another championship somewhere else, if that's what you believe you can do, help a team?
Yeah.
Because he one thing about it, he's definitely going to help him out because he can run some routes, man. And that's the main thing about the NFL.
And he's teachable and coachable.
And if you can run a route, somebody put their hands on you. I done seen him make a lot of people get pass interference on him, so. He gonna do
y'all gonna think I'm crazy. That's gonna be Teddy Bridgewater's team by game number six or before the end.
Teddy Bridgewater?
Yep.
Write that down, Miss T. And I ain't saying you wrong with this. That ain't nothing bad to say right there.
No, it's not. It's not. He's a good quarterback.
Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater, all right.
I like him too.
He don't do nothing real. He don't do no boneheaded stuff. He pretty solid, man.
Yeah, we always
do. But how did he be
Teddy Bridgewater?
I thought he was in Denver.
Huh? No, Miami picked him up.
Yeah, because, Miami, you know, after Main Man got there, Bridgewater probably got up out of there. He probably said, I'm about to be on the bench again.
Got you.
Yeah,
okay.
So once, what's my man name from Seattle?
Russell
Wilson.
Yes, ma'am. Russell, yes, sir. Russell Wilson.
That was Chef's name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield might be on the short end of the stick this year.
No, he might be going to Seattle.
He needs a change, too. I think if he goes somewhere different, he'd be a better person. You know, now he gonna have some humble pie. Now if he don't have no humble pie then and still be arrogant the way he was and not realize that his arrogance wasn't meeting up to his talent, then you know, so be it. But I believe he gonna be all right though, wherever he go at next.
You think so?
I never had a problem with Baker Mayfield. I always thought it was the team that he was surrounded with.
It really wasn't that he was arrogant. People had problems with Baker Mayfield doing the commercials that he did without having the success on the football field.
Exactly.
They wanted him to have more success on the field, but if Baker Mayfield and these people are offering us this money to make commercials, we're going to make the commercial. This is plain
Without a doubt.
Exactly. He was number one pick, right?
Yeah.
So that was going to come with that. You're absolutely right, big bro. You're going to do them commercials.
Yes. You know, but I'm looking at Miami. The pickup from wide receiver Cedric Wilson to Teron Armstead to Reed Hill.
Waddell.
Trying to put the team together, man.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, between them and Buffalo.
yeah.
That's true. Buffalo went hard. Buffalo said, I'm going hard.
My only thing with that, I like when teams are built through the draft instead of free agency like this, because think about it. Everyone you're getting, we already know what they do. We already know their specialty. We've already seen NFL defenses combat them, stop them. So, you know, any offensive coordinator can take the time to think of or devise a plan to stop them, but it's something different when you got a new weapon, an unheard of weapon, a guy that no one's seen or played against, but he's out there doing his thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, Tyreek Hill is a good player. He's a speedy player, and he has hell of a hands. He can catch that ball, you know, but I've always said the same thing about Tyreek Hill. It's his arrogance. Now, he is very arrogant. He is very, from the backflips to turn around and waving on his way in the end zone to everything
like
that he does.
He's been kind of doing it from day one, though, man.
Yeah, he's been doing it since day one, though, bro. He's been doing it in college. He's been doing it in college.
Them backflips, he's been doing all that.
That's who he is. He can't change who he is. That's just who he is. He's been doing it from day one.
I forgot who was it
that knocked Kansas City out this playoffs? Who was it that lost? They lost to? I forget.
Buffalo,
Cincinnati.
The 49ers? No, it wasn't.
No, they lost Cincinnati.
No.
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Okay. And you saw, we all saw Tyreek's face when the Cincinnati players gave him a dose of his own medicine. We saw how he ran off that field. But I'm saying, if you can dish it, be able to take it. That's all I'm saying.
But Kale, listen to this. Yeah, be willing to take it, but I don't have to take it if I don't want to. I ain't got to stand there and watch you wave about it. I ain't got to do that. And you ain't got to do it when I do it to you either. Just turn your back and move on.
Wow.
What are you talking
about?
Stop
me if you don't want to see me do it. Stop me.
Yeah,
wow.
Stop me.
Wow.
There you go. There you go, finish up.
Well,
stop.
And he cried like a baby. That was my whole point.
Well,
that was my whole point.
I think that's
he
one
cried.
Of the reasons why it was easy for us.
I'll make him cry some more. I do it every time I see him. I make him cry every time. But to make him cry
I
every
think
time,
that's one of the
you got to do your job.
It was easy for Kansas City to get rid of Tyreek Hill because Cincinnati put that coverage on him last year in the playoffs. He couldn't do anything. And like you said earlier, once the defense figures you out, then you got to come with something new because that game right there is done. They don't figure that out now.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill go someplace else while we can still get money. And like Tang said, five draft picks. Everybody won in this one right here. Yeah. Tyreek Hill won. Miami won. Kansas City won.
Yeah, everybody won. Everybody won. Everybody eating.
Yep.
And the wide receivers in this draft is wide open. This is wide open. Everybody.
Tyreek, what, $120 million?
Everybody gets a receiver. You want a receiver, you can have a receiver.
This is the Oprah Winfrey all season, huh? This is the Oprah all season.
Oh, man.
You don't get a receiver. You don't get a receiver. You get a receiver.
Hey, listen, they all run it. They all run into 4-3, 4-2, crazy numbers, man. I seen them all running them numbers. I was shocked.
Yeah, they have been doing that too. I saw that one day.
But you know, and I thought about this when you said that, Marcus. The thing that's going to be the difference now, since everyone has speed, is going to be their attributes. Your vision and your toughness. You know what I mean? Remember it was a time when receivers would go across the middle and they lived that. They ate there, you know? We don't have that anymore for real. You got a few that'll go across the middle and feast there, but for the most part, man, receivers ain't trying to go across that middle. So it's going to be It's going to be small attributes, big hands. How wide is your quarterback's throwing range when throwing to you? Is the ball too low? Is it too high? Is it too wide right? Too wide left? All of these things that we never really took into consideration We just appreciate it when we saw Calvin Johnson, you know. We appreciate it when we saw even Dez Bryant, you know. We appreciated these big guys with their ability to catch the ball no matter where it's thrown, you know.
Yeah.
So those attributes are really going to be more, mean more now than they did before.
Okay, so can I say this? To change the subject just a little teeny bit. So Odell Beckham might end back up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's the word on the street.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good move.
Odell Beckham is maybe going back to Cleveland.
He's expected to sign back to Cleveland. I think that's a good move.
How y'all feel about that?
I think ain't nothing wrong with it. He went and got his chip. He got that hardware, did what he wanted to do over there. And if he went wherever he want to go right now, to me, it's up to him. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's if he go back there. That's even beautiful.
And how big would the story be for a player to win two Super Bowls back to back with two different teams?
With two different teams, yeah.
And
it makes history.
Well, not since Deion Sanders, right?
Did Deion win back-to-back with two different teams?
Yeah,
he went with
the 49ers, then he went with the Cowboys.
Yep. And
then he went with the
Cowboys. Yes, he did.
Okay.
If he wants two of them with us, he's showing up there.
Wow.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Oh, yeah, Dion, you know, Dion, my man.
You know, Dion
came in. Yeah, right before he robbed the Redskins. I mean, I'm sorry, the Commanders. Right before he robbed them.
Our name just stay in his mouth, you know. My team name just stay in his mouth. Boy.
I got a question for y'all.
Go ahead.
Online question. Stephanie Marbury is asking, do you guys think that Colin Kaepernick will get a chance this year, or will he still be waiting? She said, plus, I'm a Cowboys for life, just asking for a friend.
I'm with you, Cowboys for life, baby.
Tell her nobody cares about her being a Cowboy for life. But I appreciate that question because that was my next question. Do you guys think that it's just hype again on Colin Kaepernick? Do you think that it's just NFL talk? Because I would really like to see if Kaepernick can still play. Does he still have it, you know? I mean, that's
what I would like to give him a 1-year contract.
But like y'all said,
I
don't know if it's like or not.
Hey, real talk, I think that would be a great move for multiple reasons for the Washington Commanders.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, if they go get him, hey, man, I'm going
to
tell y'all something, man. Hey, man, let me tell you something. If y'all went and got Colin Kaepernick, y'all already know I say that I live here, and if y'all want the championship, I'm going to be down there partying with my cowboy jersey on because I know that D.C., V.A., and Maryland know how to party when it's a championship going on. But if Colin Kaepernick come in here, man, I'm going to be rooting for y'all, man, some kind of hard. I'm going to still have my Cowboy stuff on.
Me too.
But I'm going to be rooting
me
for
too.
Y'all some kind of hard, man. Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Stephanie said, I think he should get a chance. I do too, Stephanie.
Yeah, he should. And I agree. Stephanie, I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's asinine that this young man, that the league says one thing, the owners said one thing, and we see total opposite. They tell us, oh, no, we're not thinking that way when it comes to Colin Kaepernick. We want to give him a chance. We see this. We see that. We want him here. But no one is hiring him. No one is giving him an opportunity. Now, let me ask a question. Do you guys think the fact that he won that lawsuit is what slowed any team from really trying to go at him?
I don't think it's got anything to do with the lawsuit. I just think that he's just banging. Like what Trump was putting in everybody's ear and throwing it down their throats, everybody is just sticking to it. Because now that it's like they got to eat crow soup, because everything that he was throwing down their throat was a lie. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff was a lie. Now everybody got to come back and eat crow soup, or just not even deal with the situation. Period.
Can I make a comment?
Absolutely.
I don't disagree with nothing anybody has said. Nothing. But if I was an owner, I would not spend my money on a quarterback that hasn't played in the league in 5 years. I don't care if he was Colin Kaepernick or whoever it was. Well, how long has it been since he played a game?
3.5, 4 years.
4 years. I wouldn't spend my money or waste my money on that quarterback. I wouldn't care who he is.
I don't think he would. I don't think he would go for a lot of money, though. I think he'd be a backup. I don't think he would be a star somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I
don't think he'd get a whole lot of money, and I don't think he's gonna be tripping
about
a whole lot of money. Like Brad just said, he just won that lawsuit, so he's pretty cool with
that. He just want to play.
He's gonna take the minimum. I believe. I think he's trying to take the minimum.
Yeah, the rookie
side. Like I said, I don't disagree with nothing y'all saying. I'm just saying how I feel. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. And you're entitled to that.
Yeah, and as far as the Washington Commanders, I think we've had too much of a sideshow, clown show, everything except for football to talk about. And that would be another one. Now, if Kaepernick came in and absolutely dominated and won, you know, and I ain't even going to say a Super Bowl, win a playoff game, it would be great, but guess what? It would also be taunted with everything in his past, and he's playing for a team trust me, people would still bring it up. They still bring up the fact of Michael Vick and the dog fighting. Yes, they would.
Yeah, but not like they used to. Yeah, they bring it up, but not like they used to. Everything gonna stick with that person for the rest of their life. But he's doing good.
He's not playing because he's not playing. If he was
he an analyst every now and then.
Yeah.
Right. So he's getting paid for the NFL. So they forgot about it. You know, somebody gonna always bring up something negative about you especially when you're starting to do good again. So we just got to live.
Why do you think Michael Vick is always on Skype? He's not in anyone's office. He's not in the studios at ESPN. He's not in the studios at NFL Network. He's always on Skype.
But guess
because
what,
the
Kim?
Moment that you. The moment that the moment that you hire him as a full-time commentator, then you'll start seeing the crowd swell of people coming in protest, especially since when he got out of jail, and Andy Reid had no problem bringing him back. You know what I'm saying? So we got to think about all that, man. You got to think about that. Washington is under enough scrutiny as it is. And even
I can understand you saying coming here.
Some people going to hate Kaepernick because they won. Because they hated Washington anyway. And now they hate him even more that they got a dude who turned the NFL narrative into what's going wrong with America. Y'all got to think about that. I'm serious.
Listen to what I'm about to say, you, Kim. You can please some of the people some of the time. You're going to never please all of the people all of the time. I keep saying that. I'm going to say this and I'm pink in the face. And I'm dark skin. Okay? You cannot do that. So the thing is, you can't, I mean, look, you got to do what's going to please you at that moment. What's going to please you? You can't worry about the outside noise. You can't worry about none of that stuff. Because if you are worried about all that stuff, that's why y'all are not, I can't say it like that, but that's why people lose the way they lose, because they always worrying about other stuff. Worry about what you need to do to win. Worry about what you need to do to win the game. And then when we play to win the game, period. And then Colin Kaepernick is going to help us win the game because guess what? He's better than Heineke. He's better than whoever else y'all got on the roster.
We don't know that.
That's the one team that can't waste their money on a Kaepernick.
Can I finish first? So he was better when he left up the game. We know he was better than what y'all got right now, what a lot of people got right now. But what
that
we
was
don't
4 years
know
ago.
What we don't know is how he's going to be when he comes back. That's what the question is. We don't know how he's going to be when he comes back.
He ain't going to be no top-notch quarterback. He ain't going to even be a good backup quarterback.
He ain't going to even be a good backup quarterback. You don't know what he's going to be.
He ain't played the game in 4 years.
That don't matter.
Come on, man.
It don't matter.
That don't matter, bro.
Come on. Okay. Well, like I said, What was that you said earlier? It's gonna be a moral thing that you do for only. That's the only reason why you're doing it. And I ain't got if I'm an owner, I ain't got time for no moral victories.
Man, like you said,
you don't wanna waste your time on that. Listen, you ain't won nothing in 20 years, is what I'm trying to say.
Look. Kaepernick cannot come out there and play the game now.
You ain't won nothing in 20 years, so why not take a risk 1 year?
Why take a chance on a player that you don't know exactly at all?
You don't know nothing about him.
And the scrutiny that you put your team under.
Y'all already have the scrutiny. You ain't going to never get from under it. Because you're in Washington, D.C. It will always be something.
I understand what you're saying, bro. For Washington, I wouldn't want him to come to Washington either. It'd be just too much. Not to Washington. Any other team but Washington.
If he came, he came.
But it's gonna be some craziness.
Yeah. What's your point, Mark?
Hey, can you hear me? I know my earphones acting up. Can y'all hear me? The reason why I believe that he should come for the same reasons y'all saying he shouldn't come. And see, that's what I'm saying. I don't really think we're gonna have a winning chance this year anyway. But one thing we will have is a winning chance at winning our fandom back. And what I'm saying is, as it stands, it won't just be a win for the fandom. It'll be a win for us. Because Colin Kaepernick is built different. I didn't even know Colin Kaepernick was waiting his whole life under the way he was waiting already. When he was a kid, he already been through this before.
With his family.
This is the second time he's been through this. And what I'm saying is, what he actually represents and what he stands for. Is not clown show. It's bigger than that. I know what you're trying to say. Don't get me twisted. But what he represents to the league. So, yes, that's the type of scrutiny that we can get behind. I can get behind that. Let me tell you something. I told you how I felt if they don't get it together this year. If they bring Colin Kaepernick, you're going to see me out that motherfucker with signs, my G.
I'll be right with you.
You know what I hear? the whole time, every word y'all talking, I hear this in my head. Rising up, straight to the street, you trade your passion for glory. Watching the Redskins don't need no damn fairy tale comeback. We don't. We don't need.
Y'all need
that's
something.
Not what
I'm y'all need
that's
something.
I agree with you,
Kale.
That's
not what we need.
But that's not what I'm saying,
that's,
Kale.
Kaepernick ain't it.
You're talking about the story that it would be that he's already been through this, so this shouldn't hurt him now. We're talking about 4 years of missing grown man football. 4 years.
And remember when he was off before, he trained every year like he was.
Mm-hmm.
Every year.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is we don't
he's
know.
No
you're right.
Up,
we don't know what he's going to bring to the table. But I'm not just talking about the story, Kale. I'm talking about it all. He is a better quarterback. Going out the game, he was a better quarterback than what we currently have. And,
okay, can
and
we all agree on this?
For us.
Can we all agree on this? Nothing prepares you for football like playing football. So I don't care how much off the field working out, how much off the field getting ready. Mentally, you can be as ready as you want to be. You can be as Tom Brady ready mentally. But physically is where it's going to hurt. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you why that's fact that you said that, big bro, because the players now today, even when the season start with the 7-on-7s and all the little stuff that they can do, them suckers still ain't ready until the 5th or 6th game, and they might be hurt by that.
You know?
I'm willing to actually put some money on Kaepernick no matter where he's going. I ain't playing.
No. I'm not going to say he's not going to be nice and be okay, but I'm not saying that he might not get tore up either because, just like Big Bruh said, at least you got to take some contact. Yeah, you can train and still be fit and be fast, and I'm not going to say all that ain't going to show on the field. But, man, when he take one of them hits and let it be two of them jokers coming in, them linebackers coming in, or just a big lineman, I just don't know if he's going to be able to take
down.
That right now.
That's true, but sometimes they get down with you.
I know what you're saying, Miss T, but sometimes they get down with you if they can.
That's what they do.
For real.
They
and
do.
The last thing Washington needs is to watch another one of our quarterbacks go out on injury. You talk about a pain.
But that's what y'all do, though, bro. Y'all break him up, and then y'all say Shigani A.T. about him.
I don't want them to get broke up.
You say repeat.
No, I said they break him up, and then they have to talk Shigani A.T. about
him. Man. I'm gonna let you think about that one.
And then they talk to the honey. Y'all talked all that trash about Alex Smith after y'all got his leg all broke up, and then they're here, one-legged quarterback and all that. Y'all bring problems with y'all. It ain't no problems. That's all I'm saying.
Was he not?
He had two legs.
He is a better quarterback than Kaepernick.
He had two good legs.
Exactly.
Right now.
Who's a better quarterback than Kaepernick? Heineke is a better quarterback than Kaepernick right now. That's because he's actually playing the game.
Thank you, sis. That's the only reason why I'm saying it. Because he's actually playing the game. That's it.
I give you that. He has recent work on tape.
Oh, man. He has recent work on tape. You can't
Marcus,
argue that.
I see what you're saying, Marcus. Hey, Marcus, I promise you I see what you're saying. If you bring him in, of course he's going to show you something. But you got to, man, hey, that's
just,
man.
It's not just about, it's going to rub all kinds of bells and whistles. And it's going to rub shoulders and rub elbows and all of the stuff that we need done for our organization.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, and it's going to bring it back. I know what you're saying. You're going to bring that camaraderie back. And I feel you. It's definitely going to do that. It's definitely going
to
do that.
That is unfair to Kaepernick. How do you expect this man on concentrating on football and doing that with your action at the same time?
Because because he built different.
That's unfair. That's unfair.
That's how he been doing it his whole life.
That's what I'm saying.
He's been built his whole life. So he used to it. It ain't like it's chattering in his ear and he can't concentrate. That ain't who he is.
I don't think it's gonna be him with the chatter. I don't think he's gonna be worried about the chatter in his ear. I believe y'all with that. I don't think that either. I just don't know what he can really do since he'd been out of the league for 4 years.
Let me ask you one question. Is Washington a different type of media? Is our media a different type of media than anyone else since any other team in all 32 cities?
We got New York. New York is the worst media.
You'll be getting it. And Chicago ain't too far behind.
Well, you know what? For the one and a half year that I lived in New York, I didn't hear them talk about their team like these Bammers here talk about ours.
Because you ain't on that media line.
Yeah, they were some trash. If they was coming off of the Bass Brothers and being the team that they used to be, New York, and they start sucking, man, you would hear it. You would hear it. They used to ring bells when they was.
Why you think they got rid of Jason Garrett so fast? Because they was hearing it. They do go off up there though, dude. They do go off, bro.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is the media here is not just D.C. It's Maryland and Virginia. Three freaking areas, you know, that they get hit from hard. I'm trying to tell you.
Don't
think that I'm not rooting for Colin to come back and get a second chance. I really am. I want to see that young man shut all the mouths and put pie in the face of everyone that told him he could not play. I really did. But I don't want him with Washington because we already have enough drama following our team that has nothing to do with football. That's all I'm saying.
It's the quietest the corner ever been. I know that.
Marcus started talking and then started talking to somebody else. That's why. I'm throwing you out, Bama. I really mean it, y'all. I really, truly mean it. I don't want to hate on that young man, and I don't want to leave y'all with the thought that Kale is hating because I'm not. I would really love to see him have an opportunity and a chance. But remember, look at the timeline with Washington, y'all. Look at our timeline, man. We this mess came out in the Washington Post. We got all type of reports going all over D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Okay, Dan gave power to his wife. That was a story. We fired our old guy that used to do the Redskin Report, Larry Mike, that was a story. And I'm telling you, it would be unfair to Colin Kaepernick. I really believe in my heart of hearts it would be unfair to him, you know. I want to see the man have a chance. I want to see him do something good, something that he wants to do. And like you all said, I'm aware that he's been going through this similar situation all of his life. But I want him to be victorious somewhere else. All right? Come on, Lady K. That time, girl.
All right, you guys. This is a little Friday for Thursday. We love you guys. I want y'all to know that first and foremost. Kale and Ms. T would like to thank everyone here that supports us here on Kale's Corner. We love you guys tremendously from the bottom of our heart to the top. Kale and Ms. T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love you, love you, love you. I can't say it enough. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner at Facebook at Kale's Corner and on Instagram at Kale's Corner. You guys can also go online and follow us at blogtalkradio.com/ukalemclain.com. Okay? We love you guys. Don't forget it. Give people their flowers now. I love you guys. And meet me at TNT Fashion. Kale, what you got to say?
All right. All right. All right. Yeah, I was going to say, y'all make sure them wedding anniversaries and birthdays and just because you got a good woman or a good man, you know what I mean? Go to TNT Fashion, make sure you hook them up, and let them know that you don't just love them, but you love to style them, all right? All right. Now, look, we'll be back Tuesday. I want everyone to have a safe and blessed weekend. Enjoy your family, love on your family, and let them know that it's them that make you be and do what you do. All right, y'all, we'll be back Tuesday. Everybody have a great one. We'll catch you on the corner.
Love you.
Do y'all?